You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hey, Wordsmith.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
It's good to be here.
Yeah, not often we get the Wordsmith live in studio, so this is very exciting.
Yeah, I'm here in the flesh.
So what's our word?
So the word that I've chosen for today is epoch.
Epoch.
Mm. I think, yeah, the American pronunciation is epic, which you may have heard people say in TV shows or whatnot, but epoch is the British pronunciation.
So E-P-O-C-H?
Mm-hmm, that's okay. The one. So this is a noun which means a particular period of time in history or a person's life. And so usually this period is marked by a significant event that triggers like a new distinctive development or perhaps a memorable series of events. So for example, the Civil War era in the United States was an important epoch in the country's history. So it's kind of like this significant period, and you can be characterized by one significant thing that defines the overall period. Also, as I said, it can also define part of a person's history as well. So
could I say that, like, when I was at university, that was an epoch in my life?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, you could say my, I don't know, my drinking years or something. I don't know, okay, like something like that. So defined by a particular thing. And so the etymology of this word, it came into the English language via medieval Latin from a Greek word which means a fixed point. And so when it was first borrowed into the English language, it was really referring to a fixed point in time to mark the beginning of a chronology of events, whereas now the meaning of the word refers more to a particular period.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So, yeah.
Interesting. Epoch. I'll have to, yeah.
It's quite it's quite a beautiful word, I think. It looks quite beautiful, sounds quite beautiful.
It's nice to say.
Yeah.
I'll have to have more of a think about how I can get it into a conversation naturally.
Yeah, it's not your everyday sort of word.
But I definitely think I can work on that.
You can do it. You always impress me, Alice.
Thank you for coming in, Wordsmith.
You're welcome.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.